Blog Talk Radio.
This is DJ Stevie P coming to you live from beautiful 63 degree Sun Valley, Idaho. And this is Stevie's Sports Report for Thursday, September 3rd, 2009. And to get things started off, I'll go ahead and give the call-in number. We're still trying to work out some kinks on the system, but let's hope we can get some callers in tonight. The call-in show number is area code 347-850-1572. That is area code 347-850-1572. That is the call-in number for the show here on DJ Stevie P's Steve's Sports Report. We'll start tonight with the main topic, which has been a buzz. Michael Vick, Philadelphia Eagle, former Atlanta Falcon, Michael Vick, will be eligible to play in the NFL on week 3 of the regular season. If you have some comments on that, please feel free to call me at area code 347-850-1572. In the meantime, we're going to go over the sports scores. We'll start with baseball. And there was a few games today. We'll start with Cleveland and Detroit. Detroit won that game in 10 innings, 4-3. You have New York beat Toronto 10-5. You have Boston over Tampa Bay 6-3. And currently going on in the American League, it's in the top of the sixth inning. Seattle's at Oakland. Right now, Seattle is winning that game 6-3. That's an AL West showdown. Okay, in the NL, you have the Milwaukee Brewers over the St. Louis Cardinals, 4-3. You have New York Mets, 8, and Colorado, 3. You have the Phillies beating the Giants, 2-1. You have the Marlins beat the Braves. That final score was 8-3. They scored 6 runs in the 6th inning. And currently going on is Arizona and Los Angeles. And right now that game is in the top of the 7th inning. Arizona is losing 4-2. And there was another game that was a makeup game from June the 16th, Battle of Chicago. And the Chicago White Sox beat the Chicago Cubs 5-0, which kind of tells you why don't they have interleague baseball games in September. That would be kind of exciting to have them in September instead of having them in June. Anyway, let's check this again. See, I'll go ahead and give that number out again. It's area code 347-850-1572 is the call-in number. And we'll also go ahead and check real quick the standings. Okay, for the American League, since it comes up. As soon as it comes up. Well, okay, here we go. Okay, currently in the AL East, New York is leading Boston by 7.5 games. Tampa Bay's 13.5 back. Toronto's 26.5 back. Baltimore's 32 back. In the Central, you have Detroit in first. You have Minnesota 5 back, Chicago 7 back, Cleveland 14 back, and Kansas City 21 back. In the AL West, you have LA in first, Texas is 3.5 back, Seattle is 9 back, and Oakland is 19.5 back. Over in the National League, you have the Phillies in first. You have the Braves and the Marlins tied for second, 8.5 back. You have New York 18.5 back, and Washington 32.5 back. In the NL Central, you have Chicago in second place behind St. Louis. Chicago is 10.5 back. Milwaukee is 13 back. Houston 15 back. Cincinnati 18 back, and Pittsburgh 24.5 games back. Over in the NL West, you have Los Angeles in first, Colorado 5 back, San Francisco 6 back, Arizona 18 back, and San Diego 20.5 back. Now, we'll be updating those two games, the Seattle and Oakland game, and the Arizona and Los Angeles game coming up in just a little bit. We're going to take a real quick break, but before we do, let me give that number again. The call-in number is area code 347-850-1572. In the meantime, let's enjoy a little music while I take a little break. Let's enjoy a little music by Lee Greenwood.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. But I won't forget the men today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that
Okay, and we're back. That was a great song by Lee Greenwood. Now we're going to switch over to the NFL. There were several games tonight, NFL preseason. First, you had Detroit beat Buffalo 17-6. You had the New York Jets beat Philadelphia 38-17. Baltimore over Atlanta 20-3. Cincinnati over Indianapolis 38-7. New England over New York Giants 38-7. Jacksonville won their first preseason game 24-17 over Washington. Chicago beat Cleveland 26-23. Tennessee beat Green Bay 27-13. St. Louis beat Kansas City 17-9. Miami beat New Orleans 10-7. Pittsburgh over Carolina 21-10. And Denver beat Arizona 19-0. And currently going on in the third quarter, you have Seattle and Oakland. Seattle is beating Oakland 24-7. So you have Seattle and Oakland playing in both the NFL and Major League Baseball. The Major League Baseball one is in Oakland, and the NFL preseason game is in Seattle. But Seattle's beating Oakland 24-7. Looks like Oakland has the ball with about 6:41 left in the third quarter. And those are your football scores. Now, last night we had discussed about blackouts. I heard something interesting during the Jacksonville Jaguar game earlier tonight, which I was able to listen to on their radio network through the NFL Field Pass, which is I bought the season pass where you pay $30, and that's their early bird special. But you pay $30, and you can, you know, actually listen to the games like you're there. Well, you know, people in Jacksonville had to listen to the games on the radio if they wanted to listen to the games, because, of course, all their local games are blacked out. At least the first two preseason games were, and looks like most of the regular season will be too. Now, speaking of the Jaguars, next week they traveled to Indy to play the Colts in game in week one of the 2009 NFL regular season. And like all teams, I believe, and then the Jaguars, they have to get down to about 53 players. I think it's by Saturday at 4 or 5 o'clock. I'm not sure exactly which. But if you'd like to discuss the Jaguars or football or whatever the case may be, just let me give you that call-in number. It's area code 347-850-1572. We have about 14 minutes left in the program, and man, time flies when you're having fun and talking about sports, I tell you. It's a good thing, you know. I will give you an update and on college football. There's a game currently going on. Number 16 Oregon versus number 14 Boise State, and right now Boise State is winning that game in the third quarter, 19-0. I've been able to watch part of that game. That game is currently on ESPN for those of you interested. And yes, they're playing on the Smurf Field. That's what I like to call the Smurf Field, and because it's a blue field, they're playing on that blue field in Boise, Idaho. So I've been to Boise, Idaho. It's a beautiful town, but you know, I'm kind of pulling for the Ducks, but they're not doing too well. Boise State, I don't like them, but I tell you, they're a pretty good team to you know, shut down another ranked team like they're doing. But I heard one stat, they're like 68-2 in the last 10 years or something. I mean, it's just phenomenal how they are at their stadium over there in Boise, which is about 3 hours west of where I am now. But let me give you that guest call-in number again. It's area code 347-850-1572. I'm still looking for that first caller to call in and you know, just shoot the breeze with me and talk about sports. I will give you a heads up. Next Friday is 9/11, and I will be hosting a 60-minute program next Friday night. Not anything about sports, but it's going to be about 9/11. Now, I do urge viewers that call in or listen in, that mature audiences only, please, because when usually talking about 9/11, I get pretty emotional, and I might say some things that I tell you children do not need to hear. And it's only that way because of the way I feel about 9/11. But we're still talking about sports tonight. We got 12 minutes left. And the guest call-in number is area code 347-850-1572. And we're going to take another brief little break. When we come back, we're going to discuss not only college football, but we're also going to talk real quickly about the Olympics, which are coming up in a few months. And something that you can sign from me on YouTube. So we will be back in just a few minutes. In the meantime, please enjoy this this song by Sky Sweetum. Thank you.
You want to know more, more, more about me? I'm the girl who's kicking the Coke machine. I'm the one that's honking at you, 'cause I left late again. Hey, 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 'cause you see I want you by the way I push you away. Yeah, don't judge me tomorrow by the way I'm acting today.
You're the ones that win the action, do it all for your reaction, yeah. Tangled up in me. You wanna know more, more, more about me? Gotta know reverse psychology. I'm the reason why you can't get to sleep. I'm the girl you never get, just quite what you see. Hey, the way I push you away, yeah. Don't judge me tomorrow by the way I'm acting today. Make the words look with the action. Do it all for your reaction, yeah. Hey,
tangled up in me.
Okay, and we are back, and we're going to talk about NCAA college football. We've got about 8 minutes left in the show. If you want to join in real quick, the number is area code 347-850-1572. Thank you, Sky, for that nice little tune there. Okay, we have one final so far. We have number 19, Utah, beat Utah State 35-17. Utah is also the same team that beat Alabama in the Sugar Bowl last year. They actually finished the season undefeated, but yet they thought that they had a chance for a share of the BCS title. Yeah, right. Anyway, right now you have in the third quarter, you have Boise State over top of Oregon, 19-0. And as I said earlier, that game is currently on ESPN, and they're playing on the Smurf turf. And then coming up on Saturday, you have number 6, Ohio State, hosting Navy. You have number 9, Penn State, hosting Akron. You have number 22, Iowa, playing hosting North Iowa. You have number 15, Georgia Tech, hosting Jacksonville State. You have number 23, Notre Dame, hosting Nevada. A top 25 showdown. You have number 9, Oklahoma State, hosting number 13, Georgia. You have number 4, USC, hosting San Jose State. Number 21, North Carolina, hosting the Citadel. Number 24, Nebraska, hosting Florida Atlantic. Number 3, Oklahoma, hosting number 20, Brigham Young. Number 25, Kansas, hosting North Colorado. Number 2, Texas, hosting Louisiana Monroe. The primetime game on ABC will be number 7, Virginia Tech, hosting Alabama. The late games on Saturday night will be you have number 12, California, hosting Maryland, and you have number 11, LSU, going up to Washington to play the Huskies. On Sunday, you have number 9, Ole Miss, number 8, Ole Miss, going to Memphis to play. And then a big showdown, which will be on ESPN Monday night. You have in-state, Florida in-state rivals Miami going up to Tallahassee to play Florida State. In-state showdown and ACC showdown. So, and last but not least, my team, the Florida Gators, will open up the season defending their national championship against Charleston Southern. That game is at 7 o'clock Eastern Time on ESPN 360. If somebody happens to know how I can actually be able to listen to that show all the way up here in Idaho, please email me or send me a message through Facebook or something. You know, that's fine. Okay, let's check our time, what we got left. We got 4 minutes left. Real quick, we're going to talk about Sasha Cohen. This past Saturday, Sasha Cohen was here in Sun Valley, performing at the Sun Valley Outdoor Ice Rink. I happened to catch her first performance on video. So far, there's been about 3,800 people that's viewed that on YouTube, and you can catch that by going to YouTube.com and then typing in Cool Stepo, COOLSTEPO 1978. If you're interested in viewing that performance by Sasha Cohen. And real quick, we're going to go over the scores for the baseball that's going on currently with the scoreboard. While that's coming up, we're also going to go over currently the Seattle Seahawks are beating the Oakland Raiders. 3:39 left in the third quarter. They're beating them 31-7. Going back to baseball, update on the scores real quick. You have top of the eighth inning. It still 6-3, Seattle over Oakland. So right now, both Seattle teams, the Seahawks and the Mariners, are beating both Oakland teams, the A's and the Raiders. And then also in the top of the eighth, Arizona is still losing to Los Angeles 4-2. And that's an update of the scores. Now we just got just a couple of minutes left. If you want to get in real quick, say hello. Area code 347-850-1572. But I'll go ahead and preview next week's show. I will be on next Friday night, sometime between 9 p.m. and 11 p.m. Mountain Time, which is between 11 p.m. and 1 a.m. Mountain Time. I'm sorry, Eastern Time, forgive me, but that show is going to be a 60-minute show about 9/11, and I hope you will tune in to listen to that show. That is a topic I'm very passionate about. Also, if you happen to be in the Sun Valley, Idaho area, next Friday morning, 6:30 a.m., I will be having a memorial service for the victims of September the 11th at the flagpole at Baldy Circle. And if you're listening outside the Sun Valley area, choose to just have a moment of silence, 8:46 a.m. was when the first plane hit the first tower 8 years ago. It's hard to believe it's been 8 years. Oh, we got an update real quick. Oregon just scored a touchdown. It's now 19-6. They haven't kicked the extra point yet, but Oregon is finally on the board. It's now 19-6. There's like 4:21 left in the third quarter, and it looked like a quarterback sneak. Wow, pretty good, not bad. So, good job, Oregon, but they're still behind. But if you want to watch that game, it's on ESPN on your local television station. Check local listings. Now that we got about 40 seconds left, I will say goodbye. And to have us go out, we're going to do a little music to end it on. So until next Friday night, when we salute the victims of 9/11. Have a good week. Bye.
Misty sunrise in my hometown, rows of cotton about knee high. Mrs. Baker down the dirt road, still got clothes out on the line. Irwin Nichols there with Judge playing checkers at the gym. When I dream about the Southland, this is where it all begins. From Carolina down to Georgia, smell the jasmine and magnolia. Sleep the sweet home, Alabama, Roll Tide, roll. Muddy waters, Mississippi, bless the Graceland, whispers to me. Carry on, sweet southern comfort, carry on. Catching catfish on the river, chasing fireflies by the creek, kissing Gary Williams' sister on the porch homecoming week. With rusty cars and weeping willows, keeping watch out in the yard. Just a snapshot of down home Dixie, could be anywhere you are. In Carolina or in Georgia, open arms are waiting for you. Louisiana, yellow rose of San Antonio. Arkansas, Mississippi, Woman River whispers to me. Carry on, carry on, sweet southern comfort. I sit here, I'm surrounded by these priceless memories. I don't have to think about it, there's no place I'd rather be. In Carolina or in Georgia, smell the jasmine and magnolia. Sleepy sweet home, Alabama, Roll Tide, roll. Graceland whispers to me. Carry on, sweet southern comfort. Carry on, sweet southern comfort. Carry on.